Navigating multiple cultural identities in America is a challenge for generation immigrants. In the last 10 years, the Hispanic population in Greater New Orleans has grown by 57%, and for some, one of the difficulties is finding a balance between heritage and Americanism. For the Gutierrez family, involvement on the Jefferson Parish Seahorses swim team helps. Reporters Jesse Friedman and Jasmine West dive into this family's effort to maintain their heritage while building on their American identity. Brown-haired and full of energy, for 6-year-old Marcela Gutierrez and her sister, swimming's a family affair. The two girls swim on the South Louisiana Seahorses in Metairie, Louisiana.
We're the first state champions.
Marcela and her sister, Sophia, are the daughters of an interracial couple. The dad, Francisco, is a Nicaraguan immigrant, and the mother, Michelle, is of European descent. My partner, Jesse, and I traveled from Tulane University to Metairie to the pool where the Seahorses practice. There, we met up with the Gutierrez family.
My name is Sophia. I'm 8. I swim, and I'm in 3rd grade.
Hi, I'm Michelle Gutierrez. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, but I currently live in Metairie. I'm 42 years old.
I'm Francisco Gutierrez, originally from Nicaragua, Central America. I've been here in New Orleans for the past 32 years or so.
For Marcela's parents, the team is a way to catch a break from supervising kids. And for the girls, the swim team is an after-school activity and a place to become a better athlete. And of course, a place to make friends.
What interested you in swimming, Sophia?
A few of my friends came here, and I got into swimming a lot, and I became very competitive.
What's your favorite stroke?
Backstroke and breaststroke.
It also happens to be a racially diverse team, a place where multiple generations of immigrants from different families, in a sense, come together.
There's another family who is of Cuban and El Salvadorian descent. There is another family from Nicaragua and Brazil, but the husband, I believe, is Honduran. So there are a lot of Hispanic families through here.
Would you consider the Seahorses, in that respect, a part of the Hispanic community in Metairie?
I think the Seahorses, their coaches and owners, are very welcoming, and we feel very comfortable. It doesn't matter who you are. I guess it's, you call that Hispanic or, I mean, every race is welcome here.
And they are. But Francisco doesn't fit the common narrative of a Hispanic immigrant in Louisiana. Francisco, who was born in Nicaragua, he's an open-heart surgeon at a local New Orleans hospital, and he drives a shiny black sedan.
I went to high school in Costa Rica and graduated from Costa Rica, and I came to the States to go to school here.
When it comes to immigrating to the United States, Francisco was very lucky. He never had to fight for legal recognition. He didn't have to sneak across the border, and he's very educated. But like most Nicaraguan immigrants, Francisco didn't come over on a high-skilled worker visa, what's called an H-1B. Francisco actually was approved to live in the United States as a refugee, fleeing the Sandinista-Contra conflict in the 1980s.
Actually, I got a green card two ways. As a political asylum from Nicaragua, as the Reagan-era lottery plan in the mid-80s. So I got two green cards.
Once in the United States, Francisco settled in Louisiana, a state with very few immigrants compared to the national average. He honed his English skills and married a white woman.
Still, Francisco identifies as a Nicaraguan. And it's important to him that his kids learn about their heritage. And learning Spanish is a big component of this.
Do you speak in the home, though?
I speak, I guess, about 50-50. I'm not prior to that. Maybe I should speak more Spanish to them. feels more comfortable, but I do speak Spanish to them, not as much as I should.
Would you say it's important to you that your children grow up bilingual?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they are going to a Spanish immersion program, school, and I think it's important in the global world that we live in today and in the future. I think it's going to open doors, and it's also heritage. I mean, so they won't forget their Hispanic heritage.
But outside the home, Sophia says, it makes her a little embarrassed to speak Spanish.
I don't like to speak around other people too much in Spanish.
Why is that?
Because once in kindergarten in J.C. Ellis, I tried to try my best in Spanish once, and then everyone laughed at me.
It was a Spanish class?
Yes, it was immersion Spanish.
To connect with their heritage, the girls also take trips every few years to Nicaragua. They go to their father's hometown, where they spend time with their grandmother. They like it there.
They have really, really good food, and when we were there, we saw these big leaves, and we used them as umbrellas.
Yeah, it rained. It rained when we were climbing half of a waterfall. So it started raining on us, and we almost slipped in the part where the water came down. So we used the big lily pads to use as umbrellas. And that was my idea.
However, connecting with one's roots isn't always lily pads and waterfalls, especially when immigration is involved. We asked Francisco about finding himself among a surge of Hispanic immigrants in 2006. When he responds, he's tense.
Problems with the immigrants that came after Katrina, especially because they thought they were taking the jobs away from the natives. But in fact, I think they did help a lot to get the city back on track. And now some of them are gone. Some of them might have stayed.
Any of you ever experienced any sort of discrimination in the metro area for who you are?
I think there's discrimination everywhere. Against different cultures, races, creeds, you name it, probably like everywhere else.
The Gutierrez girls don't worry about this much. They're more focused on career plans, and mostly outside of the pool. Fortunately, these don't depend that much on their heritage, just their big ideas.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a hairstylist.
What's your favorite style of hair?
A Dutch braid. It's like kind of a French braid, and you start from the top, but instead of going over, you go under. So it looks like it's popping out.
From Metairie, Louisiana, I'm Jesse Fried.
And I'm Jasmine West.